get wisdom as you listen to the sound and undiluted word of God. Come and hear His voice is a radio program brought to you from the altar of Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship. Happy listening.
Hallelujah. Let's pray. In Jesus' name, King of heaven, we thank you. Lord of lords, we exalt your holy name. Except the Lord build the house, the labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman works but in vain. We thank you, Father, for another grace which you have given unto us again. To be counted worthy, to be among the living soul, hearing your word right now. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. Father, as we learn at your feet again today, O Lord, bless our heart. By yourself, teach us and make yourself known to us. At the end of everything today, Jesus, let's have the full cause to glorify your name. Thank you because of my standard prayers. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We give glory to God again. We thank Him for the ability for us to be here again. To minister His word. It is by His grace that He had permitted us again to be able to talk about His faithfulness, to talk about His mighty hands. To Him only be all the glory. Also, I want to give thanks to God for voices from Zion, which Almighty God have been blessing life with. We give Him all the glory because His word is ever fresh and always flow, coming into us, meeting the lives of men, and meeting everyone at the very point of their needs. Thank you, Jesus. We are taking another Voices from Zion, titled Change of Position. Change of Position. It is said that stagnant water stinks. I believe you know that. Anything that resides a certain position for too long will lose some properties, such as colors, size, and many other more. Anything that resides at a certain position for too long sinks. It sinks. If a man, human being, remains in a position of life for too long, it brings shame. If a man resides in a single position, remains at a spot for too long, it brings shame. Know that the Lord has opened before us today an opportunity to go forward and get better. Almighty God has bring to you today opportunity of good ideas, good job, good people around us, opportunity of new things are there to change our position positively. And I pray in the name of Jesus, you will not be left out. God has brought to us today ideas that rules the world. He had positioned before us today good things that our life deserves, that our destiny desires. I pray you will not be left out. The book of Deuteronomy 1, verse 6 to verse 10 says, "The Lord our God spake unto us in Horeb, saying, Yea, I have dwelt long enough in this mount. Turn you and take your journey and go to the mount of the Amorite and unto all the places near thereunto, in the plain, in the hill, and in the vale, and in the south, and by the seaside, to the land of the Canaanite, and unto Lebanon, unto great river, the river Euphrates. Behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers. I pray in the name of Jesus, you will possess your possessions. The word continued. Go in and possess the land which the Lord swore unto your father, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give unto them and to the seed after them. And I speak unto you at that time, saying, I am not able to bear you myself alone. The Lord your God hath multiplied you, and behold, ye are this day as the star of heaven for multitude. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is change? Let's ask ourselves, because we said the voices from Zion, we are taking this is change of position. And I believe you all understand that everybody have a meaning to different things. What I understand by the word change may be different from your own understanding of change. So we need to balance that understanding so that you will not misunderstand or misquote what these voices from Zion is emphasizing on and the blessing that God had positioned for you in these teachings right now. What is change? Change is movement. Change is motion. Change, it increase. Change, it decrease. Going higher is a change, or lower also is a change. Ascending or descending can also be called change. But you will move forward to catch up with destiny, with divine favor. For you to catch up, you need to move forward. I pray in the name of Jesus, you will move forward today to catch up with divine favor. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You will move forward today to catch up with divine favor in the name of Jesus. In Ezekiel 37, from verse 1 to verse 10, we saw there how dried bones change to great army of Israel. How dried bone. The Bible said those bones are very dry. Very dry, but at the presence of change, those dried bones became a living being in that vision. Also, what is position? Position is permanent or temporal placement. A state of life, it also means rank or level. These are positions. In position, there is first, there is middle, and there is last. I pray in the name of Jesus, you shall not be the last. At every point of your life that you have always been at the black back, the mighty hand of God will move you from that back position and reposition you to the front. In the name of Jesus. Even Jesse's sons passed by Samuel, the prophet, according to their hierarchy in the family. In the book of 1 Samuel 16, from verse 5 to verse 7, which says, and said, peaceably I am come to sacrifice unto the Lord. Peaceably I am come to sacrifice unto the Lord. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice. And he sanctified Jesse and his son, and called them to the sacrifice. And it came to pass, when they were come, that he looked on Eliab and said, surely The Lord's anointed is before me. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outer appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. I pray, in any area you have been suffering rejection, favor of God will speak for you. Mercy of God will speak for you. And your rejection shall turn around to become favor for you. In the name of Jesus. He who takes the lead is the first position. He who takes the lead is the first position. Now, let us look at the catalyst for change of position. The catalyst for the change of position. The number one catalyst is the voice of God. Is the voice of God. If you want to change position for good, then you need the voice of God. Deuteronomy 1 verse 6 says, the Lord our God spake unto us in Horeb, saying, ye have dwelt long enough in this month. Have God been speaking to you? Have you been receiving some instructions from God? The truth of the matter here is that the voice of God came. That voice prompted them to take step. The voice of our Lord moves people forward. How? It breaks every barrier on their way forward. The voice of the Lord moves people forward. One thing I want to make you get rest assured is, if that voice is the voice of God, then there is always peace that comes with it. If that voice is the voice of God, there is always what? Peace. Whenever you receive a voice, you hear a voice, and you lose your peace, you lose your rest of mind, I can guarantee you it is not voice of God. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that the voice of God will always instruct you on things that is so convenient to do. I'm not saying the voice of God will always speak minister to you things that will be so rosy, so sweet. But let me tell you this. When God instructed Abraham to go and sacrifice Isaac, it is not an easy task. Yes or no? But Abraham could find peace of mind in it. So he could take step to go and sacrifice Isaac. So, I'm not saying when God is speaking to you and he's asking you to take a step or take a move that it will be so convenient. No. Because Isaac was the only son that Sarah had given birth for him. And even God has said that is a covenant child. So, if he killed Isaac, then who will be that covenant child? But Abraham, I believe, he could found peace. Devil is responsible for most stagnation in life. And until the voice of the Lord come through, you may not go through.
You are still listening to Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Hayonamite Zion Christian Fellowship.
Devil is responsible for most stagnation in life. And until the voice of the Lord come through, you may not go through. Psalm 29 verse 1 verse 10 says, give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord the glory and strength, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divided the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hens to calf, and discovereth the forest. And in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yeah, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Through this medium, God's voice is reaching you, and no force can withstand it. In the name of Jesus. God is speaking to you. The voice of God is coming to you through this medium. And I pray in the name of Jesus, any forces that wants to trigger or develop any forms of misunderstanding in your heart, right now, in the name of Jesus, I silence them. No matter who is sitting on your destiny, the voice of God will unseat them right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. That thing you are longing to get, God's voice will put it in your hand right now. Amen. That change of position, that change of story you need, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, the voice of the Lord will put it in your hand. Amen. Don't forget that the voice of God is not always a sweet, like so pleasant, but always be rest assured that no matter how challenging that voice comes, no matter how threatening it may be, you will always find peace in it. You will always what? Find peace in it. God may be leading you to do something. Maybe it is what no one else has done in your family before. Maybe it is what no one else has done in your lineage. Maybe it is what no one else has done in your country. But as long as you find peace in it, always be rest assured that it is the voice of God. Hallelujah. Another catalyst for change of position is turn. Is what? Turn. Turn. 2 Chronicles 7 verse 14 says, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear them from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. But first thing first, if they shall turn. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Now, check yourself. What are you doing presently? Think about what your present position and forces that kept you in it. Think about when things was good and when things are now bad. Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. Exodus 1 verse 18 to verse 19 says, come now and let us reason together, said the Lord. Though your skin be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. If ye be willing. Now, if you want to enjoy change of position, if you want to enjoy change of story, you need to be willing to turn from your wicked ways. What are the wicked ways that many people engage in? You know, there are some people that they engage in some wicked ways and they themselves never know it. You know, it is so dangerous to be wicked and not to know you are wicked. It is so dangerous. You know, if you can confess your sin, but what if you don't know you are sinning? Some people are so dangerous. Through their words, they have destroyed many lives. Through their counsels, through their attitude. What is your own wicked ways? If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. I pray in the name of Jesus, the wicked hearts that the devil had inspired you with, that even you yourself is not aware of it, that the enemy is using to make your life remain stagnated. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I declare your eyes open to it.
Amen.
Until you see, you may not repent. Many people have been hearing, give your life to Jesus. But their eyes has never been opened unto the reason why they need to give their life to Jesus. If your eyes is not open, there is no how you can give your life. Same way also, some people does not see any reason why they need to turn. Because of what? Their eyes has been withholding from seeing the reality. I pray, whatever enemy is using to cover you up from seeing the reality of what you need to do, right now, I declare those veils destroyed by fire. Maybe you need to turn to have a better story. Please don't be ashamed to turn. See into what you will enjoy when you turned. You have been doing this particular thing, and the Holy Spirit has been convincing you that this thing you are doing is wrong. Stop doing this thing. Stop. Maybe you have been a womanizer, and all this thing you are doing will kill you one day, but you have been so engrossed in it. I pray that chain that the devil is using to hold you bound in that attitude, I declare it broken in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Turn. Bible said, wrong communication corrupts good manners. Until you return from following some fellows, you will not have change of story. When they leave you, God will step in. Some people have been your 5 and 6. You can't do without them. They are your best counselors. When anything happens in your family, they are the first people you tell about. Now, these people can be with you in your place of work. They can even be your church member. In fact, they can be workers in the church. But what their life in you, their presence in you, will always stop the presence of God at work in your life. Their presence with you will always withhold or hinder the manifestation of God in your life. Please don't be deceived. Not everybody can be part of your life. Relationship with human is not by force. Relationship with any man or woman is not by force. Bible says, evil communication, wrong communication, corrupts good manners. Until you return from following them, you may not enjoy change of story. Bible says, love your neighbor as yourself. He is not saying that keep them to your life. If their presence with you is not making any impact, I think wisdom demands that what? Part from them. Let's turn from self to God. Let us turn from evil to good. If you want to enjoy change of story, you need to turn from self to God. You need to turn from evil. Turn away from those evil deeds to good. You need to turn from mediocrity to boldness. Turn. Let's turn from wickedness to goodness. Let us turn from stealing to working. Let us turn from fornication to glorification. Let us turn from death to life. Turn from fornication to glorification. Turn from stealing to working. Turn from death to life. Turn from following the devil to following God Almighty. I pray in the name of Jesus, by this time tomorrow, you shall be better than what you are now.
That was Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship, located at Ionimite Jesus House, Babawole Blocks, behind Bakery, Abekoko, Ifo, Ogun State. For counseling and prayer, please call or send WhatsApp messages to 0702-619-2505, 0702-619-2505. Website www.ionimitezion.org. Fellowship with us every Saturday, 10:30 a.m., Fridays, 4 p.m. Join us same time next week. Remain blessed.